If you're a fan of the Medal of Honor podcast, hit the follow button to stay up to date with all our newest releases. Thanks and enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Medal of Honor podcast, brought to you in partnership with the National Medal of Honor Museum. I'm Ken Harbaugh. In each episode, we'll learn about a different service member who has distinguished him or herself through an act of valor.
Herbert H. Burr was born on September 13, 1920 in St. Joseph, Missouri. Upon graduating high school, he tried to join every branch of the military, but was rejected by all of them due to his bad teeth. Then in 1942, just months after the attack on Pearl Harbor, Burr was drafted into the Army at the age of 21. Burr was trained as a tank gunner, first deploying to France. There, he earned the Distinguished Service Cross with Company C of the 41st Tank Battalion, 11th Armored Division, before making his way into Germany. On March 19, 1945, then Private First Class Burr was manning one of three tanks that were moving through an area near Dormichel, Germany. On the outskirts of town, one of the other tanks was knocked out by German forces, leaving only two. Burr's tank was ordered to explore the area while the other was to hold its position. As they advanced, Burr's tank was suddenly hit by a bazooka, killing two men, severely wounding the platoon sergeant and deafening Burr. The surviving crew was forced out of the vehicle, but Burr's closest exit hatch was blocked by the barrel of the tank. Fearing the enemy would fire again if he left the safety of the tank, he climbed into the driver's seat. He later said, "I couldn't hear anything, but I could feel the vibrations and I knew the tank was running. I wasn't about to jump out with that guy with a bazooka out there." With no one else in the vehicle, Burr commandeered the tank and began driving it further into town. He then made a left turn where he was met with an 88mm German anti-tank gun. The gun was fully manned, and under normal circumstances, it should have fired and destroyed his tank in an instant. But Burr did something completely unexpected. He charged forward. This decision took the enemy completely by surprise, giving him just enough time to run over the gun, forcing the enemy to flee. He later said about this daring stunt, "Well, it was too damn late to back up." Burr continued on, sideswiping a German truck and knocking it over before heading back to his company. Upon his return, he exited the tank and braved sniper fire to reach medics and direct them towards his injured comrades. On August 23, 1945, Staff Sergeant Herbert H. Burr was awarded the Medal of Honor for his determination and devotion, resulting in the completion of his mission in the face of seemingly impossible odds.
The Medal of Honor podcast is a production of Evergreen Podcasts.
Nathan Corson is our executive producer and mixing engineer. Declan Roars is our associate producer, scriptwriter, and recording engineer. And I'm Ken Harbaugh.
We are proud to support the National Medal of Honor Museum. To learn more and to support their mission, go to mohmuseum.org. Thanks for listening.
We often hear about the individuals who took the oath of office to become the chief executive. But what about the other people who play a role in each administration, or the events that may not be as well known, but that contribute to the reshaping of the office of the American presidency? On the Presidencies of the United States, we explore each administration beyond just the person holding the highest elected office in order to better understand the history that brought us to the modern day presidency. I hope you'll join me on this journey through the annals of presidential history. Presidencies can be found anywhere fine podcasts can be found, and is a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.